You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora te whānau, you're on the 95BFM Breakfast Show. We have been talking about the Tate Music Prize shortlist all morning, and we've got Dylan Pallett in the studio, who is the General Manager at Independent Music NZ.
Kia ora.
Kia ora, how are you?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Lovely Friday morning.
Oh, it's a great Friday morning. It's also just so exciting to see this shortlist come out.
It's always a pleasure to get up and come and chat on the radio with you guys every year about the finalists for the Tate Music Prize. It's something that some... a really important thing to recognise, that the talent and creativity that we have in the artists in New Zealand.
Absolutely, yeah. I think especially after the year that we've all had, it's a really nice moment to reflect on some of the cool things that managed to be released and celebrated despite the pandemic.
Exactly, yeah. And of course, I mean, many of those records would have been made before this whole thing hit the fan, shall we say. And it kind of looking ahead to next year, I think it's going to be interesting, the topics that will be discussed in music, I think, throughout the community. It'd be interesting.
Absolutely. Well, if people don't know what the Tate Prize is, give us a bit of background on it, Dylan.
Sure. It's been running for about 12 years now. It was created by IMNZ, which is the non-profit label association for independent artists and record labels, just to acknowledge the creativity that we have in our community and the musicians that put out records every year, and to recognise them in such a way that has some sort of meaningful purpose to it. We have a judging panel that determines who the winner would be, and there's a lovely cash prize attached to it, thanks to our founding partners, Recorded Music New Zealand, and this year the supporting partner, New Zealand Music Commission. They give them a $12,500 cash prize.
Which is pretty substantial.
It is, and it's fantastic, and they can spend it however they wish. So yeah,
awesome.
It's really, really good. And 12 years, it's been named after Dylan Tate, who was a lovely, respected journalist back in the day. Much missed these days, I think. Mm. His family have, you know, graciously allowed us to use his name and carry on his name and his legacy, I guess, throughout this prize.
It's a really special thing, and I think it is. It's one of those ones that we love here at BFM, because heaps of artists that we, you know, champion and are huge fans of get nominated for it, and quite often when you get to the huge big, you know, end of the year awards shows and stuff, you do see that, and we're starting to see more of that, but there's something special about the Tate Prize because it really focuses on those communities.
Yeah, well, thank you for saying so. I think so as well. And also, you know, additionally to the main prize, we have the Auckland Live Best Independent Debuts as well, which is celebrating the up and comers, shall we say, and the ones to watch in the future too.
Yeah.
I think it's a really cool thing for us to celebrate, and for the artists and the musicians to come together with the industry at the ceremony and just have a really good time and recognize what value we have in the
absolutely
community.
I think we should go through this this list. Do you want to take us through, Dylan? What
absolutely
have we got?
Absolutely, happy to. In alphabetical order, shall we say, because it's written here on my special piece of paper.
Nice.
Anna Coddington is nominated with her record Beams on Loop Recordings. LAB is in there with LAB 4. Nadia Reid's Out of My Province is in there on Slow Time Records. Reb Fountain's self-titled out on Flying Nun is in there. Rhea Hall's Manawa Awera is on Loop Recordings. Wonderful record.
Mm.
Although I should say that about all of
these
records.
Yeah, this is the
thing.
We could say all of them are wonderful. That kind of almost goes without saying.
I'm somewhat obliged to welcome them all into the whānau. Tammy Nielsen's Chickaboom Records on Nielsen Records is in there as well. The lovely Beths ripping it up with Jump Rope Gazers on Car Park. From Wellington, we have the Phoenix Foundation with their record Friendship. We have Troy Kingy making another appearance this year with The Ghost of Freddie Caesar out on AAA Records. And finally, from Auckland, Wax Chattels with Clot on Flying Nun.
It is really cool to see all
what
these artists.
List.
It's a huge list.
That's amazing. And I do not envy the judges. I think I say this every year. I'm so happy just to be, you know, convening the judging panel and not actually having to make those calls on who should take out the prize. However, they have that job in front of them now. And I look forward to hearing the result.
Yes, and last year Troy did take it out for his wonderful album. He's kind of not really stopped. He just keeps releasing more brilliant music. But that was for Holy Colony, Burning Acres.
That's right, yeah. And he's on a tear. He's got this idea in his head and to do 10 albums in 10 years and 10 different genres. And I think it's a fantastic thing, and so exciting to see a musician like that creating a whole, you know, load of work that,
totally.
That will hopefully stand the test of time.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to listen to one of Troy's tracks, which is from the new record, The Ghost of Freddie Caesar, which was nominated for this year. But before then, I think we should also acknowledge the three albums that have been nominated for the 2021 Auckland Live Best Independent Debut, because they're three records we love here at the station.
Lovely, yes, by all means. And the Best Independent Debuts are sponsored by Auckland Live, so they provide the winner with a $2,000 cash prize and the opportunity for a performance in one of the Auckland Live venues, or a technical upskilling opportunity, which is really cool.
That is really cool.
So yes, the three albums nominated this year is Arm Amelia with Well on Sun Return. We have Dick Move with Chop on 1 to 12 Records, and Nanoi is Waiting for You on 1 to 12 Records.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
Yeah, lovely stuff.
Yeah, hard job for the judges. I'm glad it's not me as well.
Well, we might have to get you up there one time.
Hey, thank you so much, Dylan. It's been an absolute pleasure. Let's listen to Troy Kingi.
Congratulations to this artist, nominated for the Tate Music Prize.
Mama told me I wouldn't know when I should quit, yeah.
That was one of your Tate Music Prize nominees. Good luck.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.